Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with the president of Certified Angus Beef, John Sticca. Back with John in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
The Oklahoma Angus Association, in cooperation with the Oklahoma National Stockyards, is sponsoring an Angus Influence feeder calf sale Monday, November 11th at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. These high-quality Angus consignments will lead off the preconditioned turn on Monday the 11th. These lots will meet the standards of the Oklahoma National Stockyards on preconditioned cattle. They also must meet CAB visual specifications, and many will be coming out of programs like Angus Source and Angus Link. Angus Influence sale at the Oklahoma National Stockyards this Monday, November 11th. We're talking today with John Stick, of course, top hired hand for Certified Angus Beef. And John, this is, every time we talk, it seems like things have gotten even more remarkable as far as this premier brand that we've got in the beef business, CAB. Give me kind of a state of the state right now.
We just finished up our 41st year. 2019 went down as our 15th consecutive year of growth and our 13th record year for sales in a row. We grew this last year by 3% and hit 1.25 billion pounds in sales. And, we basically just continued to build off of the momentum for quality that we're starting to see among consumers and among our retail and food service partners. And it was around the world again. Our retail domestic business grew by about 9%. We were up about 4% in food service domestically, and we actually posted again additional gains in the international market, which we all know has had some turmoil in it just in terms of trade and so forth. And so we feel really blessed to kind of be hitting on all eight cylinders right now.
When you look at those numbers, you kind of break them down a little bit. I know that there's been some challenges, obviously, within the cattle industry. Some of our producers have seen prices kind of fall down a little bit, but yet I know that the premiums that are still there for CAB.
Yeah, the premiums have stayed rather nicely. What we know is that while the base price may not be what we would have liked to have seen in cattle country with all the dynamics around the fires and the challenges in the marketplace, what we do know is that the value added is still there. So while it may not be as high as maybe some would have liked, it's still, that calf is still worth more if they hit Certified Angus Beef or Prime. And, if you would have marketed a set of fed cattle on the grid to a packer here the last 12 weeks, a Certified Angus Beef carcass would have brought back $100 a head more than the average. And a prime carcass would have brought back more than $240 a head more. And Ron, those are real dollars that cattlemen can access in one way or another that ultimately help drive their sustainability and their viability, in the business.
And John Sticker says that the CAB program has been able to pretty well work around the problems associated with the Tyson plant fire in Holcomb, Kansas.
I would tell you it probably didn't cause us as many headaches as it did the cattle feeders and the cattlemen that had to make those at-the-moment adjustments, as well as the packer and the things that they had to do to get cattle where they needed to be to keep the supply moving through the system. What I would tell you is that we're really processing a nice volume of cattle right now, even with that plant out of commission, and so the volume is there. But the volume is not necessarily in the hands of the same people as it was before, and thus our packer-customer relationships, those didn't necessarily transfer, even though the supply moved from one packer to another. The relationship didn't necessarily move, and that's probably a good thing. But what it does is that it creates a bit of tightness in supply. Even though we're killing a lot of cattle right now, there's tightness in supply because of just how that cattle population has moved from one packer to another. And one packer might have some of our best customers on their customer list compared to another packer. We just hope that the supply matches up where our customer base happens to have good relationships.
Going back to that brand story, I know that you're going to be talking about that at Oklahoma State University with the Todashik series of lectures a little bit the next few days. But one thing that one of the Angus breeders that well, John Pfeiffer, told me a little while ago is that he believes that the CAB has done well in that base mission of improving the demand and well-being of your Angus breeders.
Well, as you know, and as many cattlemen know, we're owned by the breeders that make up the American Angus Association, and our mission statement is very clear. It's not to be a big program. It's not to be a global program. It's to increase demand for registered Angus cattle that are owned by the members of the association and their customers by promoting the best product that the Angus breed has to offer, and we believe that's certified Angus beef. And I think when we're able to connect that demand that's there at the consumer level around the world and provide those economic signals, we've seen it in the marketplace on what Angus calves are worth, on what Angus bulls and females are worth. And, you know, it's taken us a long time to get there. We're kind of like the overnight success. It's taken 41 years to build. And we appreciate the patience of all breeders of Angus cattle in giving us the time to hopefully deliver on the investment and the faith that they've had 41 years ago to put this brand in place.
President of Certified Angus Beef, Dr. John Stitka. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.